This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Jazakumullah. You know, what can I say? You know, whenever I listen to Sister Hala Banani, I say she's a gift to the Ummah. She speaks from her heart, and I see the way she relates with the children and her husband. She's not here to speak, but to share what's in her heart. May Allah bless you, my beloved sister. May Allah protect you and look after you, and also to our shuukh. I want to say this to you also. I'll just share one incident with you. So many incidents I want to share. Autographs later, please. Don't interrupt me when I'm speaking. And stop speaking when I'm interrupting. All right. I like it. Do you like it? Hey, you're looking a bit depressed. Are you happy? Hey, I think the happy ones are not married, right? I jokingly say to young people, get married, you know, we can't suffer alone. Right. Anyway, this one couple came to me, and she came reluctantly. You know, she had that constipated look. Like, you know, she came to me, and she's looking at her husband. Why you brought me here? I think she kicked him on the table, you know. No table manners at all. So anyway, so she came with a thick book. She wrote about the issues of the husband. You know, I think she wants to be a novelist, you know what I mean, a writer. So anyway, so she was eager to speak to me then. So I said to her, sister, I said to her, before you share what you wrote in the book, share three good things about your husband. She got mad, man. She didn't write anything good there, right? She looked at her husband, I told you not to come to him. You know, three good things. Grudgingly, she said one good thing. She said the second good thing. Her heart softened. She said the third good thing. She said 10 good things. Then she said, you know what? I realize now I'm happily married. I want to ignore the book. We've got to show gratitude, my friends. We are living at a time, and Sheikh also spoke about LGBT thing, right? We are living at a time where the Ummah is bleeding, right? And remember, your Jannah is who you are at home. It'd be very sad if none of us spoke except Sister Hala Banani spoke. It was enough to transform our homes, yes or no? Enough to transform our homes. Words matter. Go back. If your husband is not here, you must go to him today. Use hikmah. Use wisdom. Don't say, you should have come, man. Everything they said was about you. Yeah, everything they said about you, man. Nothing of everything, man. In fact, I wrote it down also. But what you should say instead, you know, darling, I'm glad I went, man. I learned so much about me, the things I need to do differently. He said, yeah. He's excited. No, really, you got to use wisdom. You got to use hikmah. We men sometimes can be mean people. You understand? Look after your home. Please look after your home. Please. Look after your home. It takes two people to make a sad home. It takes two people to make a happy home, right? So when you go home now, when you see your husband, you put a smile on your dad. You say, hey, baby. Hey, baby. He might die of shock, right? Then your dua is accepted, as I said, right? So you go home, give your... You know, I find it hard to believe. How many of you are married? Put your hands up again. Do you hug your wife every day? Have your hands up still? Hey, you do, right? Okay, that's good. I like it. You know, this notion that we have that you're a Muslim, you do not celebrate, you never smile. In fact, I want to write a book. Sister Hale will help me to write it. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the romantic prophet. He had a code between him and Bibi Aisha about the knot. He laughed, he smiled, he brought joy to them. Hey? Amen. I love you, my wife, my darling. Assalamu alaikum. Listen, are you all enjoying the conference so far? Are you happy you came? Alhamdulillah. Allah bless you. Bless you for your coming here. May your home be transformed into a happy home, inshallah. Right? And enjoy the other program, inshallah. And don't worry, I'll be back a little later. Immediately after this commercial break. Everything keeps going right, Toyota. Assalamu alaikum.